Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, God's Plans for Your Life. God's plans for your life. And let me just say this, His plan is so much better than mine. That's right. My plan doesn't work. I've tried my plan, and I've crashed and burned I don't know how many times. But His plan is fail-proof. Can I get an amen? So are you there with Jeremiah? Turn with me to Jeremiah 29, and let's read verses 10 through 14. And the Word of God reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you what? A future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart." And that's what happened to us. That's what happened to each and every one of us. We sought the Lord with our whole heart. And guess what? We found him. Can I get amen? Amen. Look at verse 14. "I will what? Be found by you, says the Lord. Praise God. And I will bring you back from your captivity." You and I, we were captive to drugs, alcohol. Some of us pride, some of us bitterness and wrath, and many of us. Maybe we didn't have that testimony where God delivered me from drugs. But guess what? God delivered us from our sin. Can I get amen? He delivered us. And so we were all captive at one time. And he says, "I will gather you from all the nations." If you look around, nations in the Greek is ethnicity. And so if you look around, we have black, we have Guamanian, we have Filipino, we have Mexican, right? We have white. Okay, so we are the nations. We are the nations, and he is what gathered us. Look, "I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you." Praise God, says the Lord. "And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away by captives." And we were all captive to our own various lusts. But to God be the glory. Can I get amen? Now, one of the most reassuring realities in life is God's sovereignty over the affairs of the earth. How many believe that God is sovereign? Yes, he is. He's sovereign. And so, saints, although we may not understand how he brings about his will in this world, we can rest in the fact that he is God. Can I get amen? How many believe that he is God? And there is no one that sits beside him. He is God all by himself. And he doesn't need us. We need him. Can I get amen? And nothing is impossible for him. Can I get amen? Nothing. How many of you can honestly say, "I'm going through something right now"? Oh, all right. There's nothing impossible with God. Can I get amen? You see, his authority covers not only global affairs, but also reaches down into our everyday life. Can I get amen? That's the kind of God I serve, where he'll take time out to be with you. And he'll be with you and you at the same time. At the same time. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. He has a plan, and we what? For each and every one of us, it is our responsibility to trust him in that plan. Can I get amen? That's our responsibility, to trust, even as you're going through, because we're all going to go through something. Can I get amen? Some of us are going to go through with relationships, children, on the job, our finances, our health. There's always something that's ready to collapse, and God is there to pick us up. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so believers who trust and obey the Lord attempt to walk in his will and do what pleases him. We are to please the Lord with our faith. There's nothing we can bring to the party. I hope you know that. There's nothing we can bring to the dance but our faith.
to trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get amen in the house? And rather than seeking to fit into the world by pursuing our own desires, I tried that. That don't work. But salvation not only changes a person's eternal destiny, but it transforms how he or she lives now. Can I get amen? Come on, you are not the same as you once were. Can I get amen? You wouldn't love Brother Fee or Fee 32 years ago. You would have said, man, who's that guy? Bleepity, bleepity, bleep would come up. Bleepity, bleep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, come on. That's how we rolled. Bleepity, bleep. And bleepity, bleep to you. That's how we rolled, didn't he? Huh, come on. Let's tell them. Yeah, come on. Let's shame the devil right now. But when God got a hold of us, hallelujah, you know what? He changed our tongue. Can I get amen? Not only did he give us a heavenly tongue, but he took that foul, vile language and he eradicated it. And he gave us a mind, hallelujah, to worship and to praise him. Did you ever think once in your BC years that you would be standing in a place just lifting up your hands and glorifying him? Oh, come on. Right now, we would have been ready with a couple of kegs waiting for the game. Church? Who wants to go to church? But now we're in the household of faith. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. It's what God has done. Thank you, Jesus. It's what he's done in our lives. So instead of living for oneself, believers, we live for God. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Look at this right up here. Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is what? Gain. God is saying, die to yourself. Die to self and allow him to raise you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Praise God. Look what Paul wrote to the Roman church. He wrote this: for none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we what? Die to the Lord. Listen, I'm not afraid of this life. Can I get amen? Because the moment I close these eyes in this world, I will open them again in glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our hope. That's our hope. Can I get amen? I remember someone asked me to do a funeral. It was in El Cajon. It was about 2 years ago. And the place was packed and the coffin was open. You know, it was open casket. And they had this guy in a Raider outfit. And he was even in a Raider helmet. And all these people were clinging on to the casket, and they were just like screaming. And God just spoke to me. He said, these people have no hope. Oh, mercy. They have no hope. And so God called me there to bring them hope. Amen. Hallelujah, with the word of God. Can I get amen? I go, I'm going to turn this dead situation to something live. And I don't know how many hands went up receiving the Lord. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. God said, go in there, preacher, and set these captives free. They're in bondage. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. But look what it says here. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Can I get amen? We belong to the Lord. For to this end, Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be what? Lord of both the dead and the living. Praise God. So I need you to get a hold of this. God's sovereignty. Okay, let me explain in layman's terms what sovereignty means. Because for some people, that looks like a sophisticated word. You know, and I don't have my dictionary with me. What does it mean? I'll make it real simple. Let's just say my daughter was standing right here and my son, Anthony, was right here. And I said, Sophia, I'm going to bless you today. I'm going to give you $50. I go, Anthony, I'm going to give you $100. So Sophia would go, hey, that's not fair. You gave him $100. I go, yeah, but I'm the giver. I chose to give you $50 and I chose to give him $100. Okay? So God's sovereign act is he chose us before the foundation of the world. Can I get amen? He saw us in our most pitiful situation of life, and yet he still chose. He made a sovereign choice to save us. Praise God, despite of ourselves. Thank you, God. I've heard so many testimonies where people were on their way to a party and God redirected their steps and drew them to the cross. Can I get an amen? And so God's sovereignty is spelled out right here in Psalms. Look at this. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over what? All. So don't think what's going on in the world today that these things are catching God off guard. He allows these things to bring glory to himself. I hope you know that. That's right. And don't believe all the fake news, because it's all fake news. Can I get amen? Just believe God. Believe God that he's in full control. Can I get amen? So saints, this means God has the full right and power to do whatever he chooses without any interference from other forces. Can I get amen? He rules all by himself. He don't need our help. I hope you know that. I remember when we went to Israel, and one of our tour guides, remember Edo? He says, you're in the Holy Land now. He goes, you're just a local call away. Did you catch that? You're just a local call. That had to hit me for a minute. I go, okay, yeah, we're in Jerusalem. We're in, you know, he's going to come back to Jerusalem. So it's a local call. But God is sovereign. Can I get amen? And so look at this. Look what Jesus wrote. And do not fear those who what? Kill the body but cannot kill what? The soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. My goodness. Okay, let me just explain this to the unbeliever who has rejected the grace of God, who have died in their sin. They go to a place, it's a holding tank called hell. And then they are extracted from there, and they will stand before God in the white throne judgment. And then God destroys them and throws them in the lake of fire. Wow. I mean, we're all headed there at one time. But it was his sovereign will. It was his plan for you and I that he would save us. Can I get an amen? How many of you are so thankful to be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in Jesus' name? Come on. He saved you and I for such a time as this, that we would be lights on top of a hill, that we would shout aloud, and we would let others know that Jesus is coming. Can I get amen? And so, saints, most people in the world don't believe this. Everything I'm saying right now, they don't believe this. They what? You're talking nonsense. Oh, he's one of those, you know, Jesus freaks. He's one of those religious guys. And so they think God controls some things, but we're in control of our own life. So, saints of God, from an earthly perspective, that may appear to be true. Because God does give us free will. Can I get amen? He does. But he's still in control. He's still in control. Even when we make the most ugliest mistakes of life, he's there to scoop us up. Can I get an amen? How many of you have done some face plants? And then here he comes with this Holy Ghost spatula. He scrapes us up from the ground. Hallelujah. Then he washes us. Then he restores us. He gives us our mind back. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Why? Because he loves us, and that's his sovereign act to love us. Hallelujah. The Bible says he first loved us. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He loved us. And so he has ultimately full control of this whole entire planet, this whole entire solar system, this whole entire universe. Those of you that kind of know a little bit of science, the Bible says we live in this first heaven. The first heaven is this atmosphere, okay? When you get past the atmosphere, now you're going into the second heaven, which is the universe, but God lives in the third heaven. Listen, the Hubble telescope can only see so far, and that's in the second heaven. That's where all the galaxies, the stars, the Milky Ways, and it goes on and on and on. It's almost like infinity, right? And yet God lives above that. And that's why the Bible says he's going to snatch us from this earth that fast. faster than the speed of light. Speed of light travels 186,000 miles per second. And so it could go around the earth 7 times in 1 second, the speed of light. Yet the twinkling of an eye, it's faster than that. And we'll be with him in the third heaven. It's hard to fathom that, huh? But you got to believe that's what he's going to do when he comes and takes us. You know why it's going to be that fast? Because he's going to pull a fast one over the devil. It's going to be that fast. Huh? Where did it go? Thank you, Jesus. And all those saints of God, we may look at this world and behave and the behavior of people today and conclude that God doesn't seem to be in charge. Let me just say this. He is. He is in charge. Even in our own lives, we may question whether he cares because he doesn't intervene as we and you desire. You see, but I got scripture to look at this. Look at this in Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Can I get an amen? The Bible says that the footsteps of a righteous person is what? Ordered by the Lord. So your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Can I get amen? Look what Proverbs 19:21 says. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will what? Stand. Thank you, God. So the plan for your life is going to stand that was given to us by God. Amen. Nothing is going to thwart the plan. Can I get amen? As I shared, my brother right there, 85 years old. My dad was 80. Nothing thwarted the plan. God said, I'm still going to save him. Can I get amen? I'm still going to save them. Thank you, Jesus. And so, saints, God's sovereignty cannot be evaluated by circumstances or our understanding of his actions, but the truth of his word. So whatever is written, you could take it to the bank. Can I get amen? God is not like a man that would lie. We can lie to each other all day long. That's right. We can, because we're capable of lying, but God is not. He will not lie. Jesus says, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. So he's the epitome of truth. He's all truth, and he's all pure, and he's all light, and there is no darkness in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so the prophet Jeremiah came to this conclusion about God. Look what he says. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by what? Your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. Right now, what are you going through? Think about it. What are you going through right now that you think that God cannot overcome your situation? I'm going to believe God said nothing is difficult for you, Lord. Yes, but see, he allows you to go through something. Why? Why? That's right. So that we can learn to trust him. And then the deliverance will come. That's right. The deliverance will come because he loves you and I. Did you know that God's madly in love with you? That's right. You may look in the mirror and go, he loves this? I'm not 22 no more. I'm 61. Everything's falling out. You still love me, Lord? Yes, I still love you. You're still my son. And God's love for you will not change. Can I get amen? He's steadfast. He's immovable. Thank you, God. And so, saints, if we truly believe that God's arms reaches everywhere, then you have to believe nothing is too difficult. Can I get amen? Amen. Nothing's too difficult for him. That's right. And it would change how we live. It would change your situation if you knew, you know what, I know this is only going to be for a short time, but my help cometh from the Lord. Yes. It would change. It would change your what? It would give you a paradigm change if you understood, you know what, I'm going to hold on to God's promises. I know this thing will soon pass. Yes. Can I get amen? Yes. This too shall pass. Yes. Whatever it may be. Some of you are praying for your loved ones to be saved. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Look, my dad got saved at 80. Pop's 85 right here. Come on. Come on. And you know what? The war is over. It's over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And this is what I love about God. He knows how to end all wars. That's right. He does. Instead of becoming discouraged over the state of our world or our own circumstances, saints of God, we would rest in the truth of the scripture and put our hope back into God. Can I get amen? So we're going to look at this real quickly. Three distinctions in God's will for you and I. Three. And when we consider what God is doing in the world and how his will is worked out, we must understand the three aspects of his will. And so let's look at this first one, God's predestined will. Predestined. Okay. You guys all know what predestined means, right? Okay, so Paul understood this and he wrote to the Ephesian church. Now I want you to get a hold of this. Maybe you haven't been in Ephesians in a while. But let God now speak to you, because this is all about his grace toward us. You know, before, let me just say this. I remember when I was about 9 years old, I was sitting in the living room, and we had a Bible that was probably as big as that speaker. And it was sitting in the middle of our living room, and there was nothing but coffee stains on the lid, you know, on the front cover. So no one opened it. So I remember I opened it, and you know, and I was just going to see what's in here. And then I saw a hand coming out of nowhere, slam, and it slammed it shut. It was my oldest sister, Liz. And she goes, "Don't read that." I go, "Why?" "God's mad at us." "For what?" "I don't know, but he's mad." I never opened that again. I didn't open that again until I was, 30 years old, when God saved me. And so if I would have known back then that he loves me, I wouldn't be afraid of him. Can I get an amen? Man, I'm telling you. See, the devil comes like a boogeyman. Boo! But he has no teeth. He can't bite you. He just wants to frighten you. And man, we had that spirit of fear for all those years in our home. God is mad. God is mad. And then when you find out, wait a minute, no, he's not. He sent his son to die for us. He's madly in love with his creation. Can I get an amen? He loves us. Oh yeah, we could talk about all the dirt and the stuff we went through, but he, despite of all that, he came to save us from ourselves. Can I get an amen? And so look at the book of Ephesians right here. Having made known the mystery, this was all a mystery. For me, it was a mystery. I just knew that God was mad at me. But look at this. According to his good pleasure, see, God takes pleasure in us, which he purposed in himself. So God had a made up mind for you and I, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, meaning the time that we live in now, thank you, God, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are what? In heaven, and which are in earth in him. In him we also have attained what? An inheritance. Being what? Predestined. Meaning before the foundation of the world, he already knew your name. Can I get amen? That's right. Before we were conceived in our mother's womb, he already knew you and I. Look at this. In him we have also obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the what? Counsel of his will. See, God already made up his mind about us. Thank you, God. And he already knew the day we would surrender to him. Look at that. Look at verse 12. That we who what? First trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word. This is what I love about preachers. People that love to teach the word of God. You know what you're doing? You're sowing into their spirit. They're hearing the word of truth. Hallelujah. See, God's word is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to go down into the bone and marrow. That's how powerful God's word is. In him, you also, if you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom having believed, you were what? Sealed. Listen, this is what really upsets me. When God says he has sealed you, guess what? You are sealed until the day of redemption. Listen, how many of you bought something at Walmart and it said, "Oh, guarantee," and you brought it back? "I'm sorry, you missed it by one day. It's no longer guaranteed." What? Wait a minute. What changed from yesterday to today? I'm sorry, it's past the deadline. Well, that's not what God. Look at this. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of what? Promise. Hallelujah. So when the Holy Ghost comes in, he what? Seals you. Thank you, God. It's a done deal now. I like to say it like this. It's done. Put a fork in it. It's done. Who is the what? The guarantee. Walmart don't have nothing on this. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession? You see, Jesus had to die on this cross. He shed his blood, hallelujah, and then he poured out his blood upon us to redeem us back from the devil. Can I get an amen? At one time, we were the devil's kids, but God said, not so. I'm going to send my son. He's going to die on a cross. He's going to cleanse you and wash you. Then here's the thing, and this is what blew me away, because I used to say, wait, we're sinful beings, and there's sin in our flesh, and we have still lust in our mind. I go, wait a minute, how does this work? And God had to show me a revelation. You see, this is why John the Baptist, Jesus, and the Apostle Peter, what was the first thing that they said? Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, right? So here's how it works. When a heart repents toward God, then he applies the blood. So then the blood comes and it washes away the sin. Now the Holy Ghost can come into our being. Hallelujah. Why? Because the blood, hallelujah, has cleared out the sin that you and I don't see. And even though we live in a body of flesh, the original sin from Adam has been eradicated by the blood. And so now God can live in our being. Hallelujah. He has actually shielded himself inside of us. Hallelujah. Because the blood, hallelujah, has covered us. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Jesus. It was the blood of Jesus. Thank you that saved us. Come, oh, hallelujah. Look at this. It says right here, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his what? Glory. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's give him glory right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what the Lord has done in our lives. Thank you. And so, saints, there are some things the Lord has predetermined to occur, and nothing or no one can change it. So look at this. We looked at God's predestined will, right? Now we're going to look at God's moral will. So there's three aspects. God's moral will. Let's look at that. Let's look in Colossians right here. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. Hallelujah, the fullness. Man, having the Holy Ghost washed in the blood, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The fullness, look at this. And by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through what? It was through the blood of his cross. That you who once were alienated. You and I, man, I'm telling you, we were alienated. We were has-beens. The Bible says in the Old Testament, we were dogs. Why? Because we weren't Jews, were we? In the Old Testament, a Gentile was considered a dog. So what? We were what? Once alienated and enemies by your own mind, by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. What? So he went past the tradition, Jew and Gentile. He went past that because he saw you and I already before we were ever conceived in our mother's womb. He saw already you and I. Look at this. In the body of his flesh through the death to present you what? Holy and blameless. I used to ask myself, man, Lord, I had a bad thought, and you know, there was something not right in my own mind, and I said, how do I stand holy and blameless? Because there's nothing I can do to bring to the party. There's nothing I can do to bring to the dance. And God spoke to me loud and clear. He says that when the Father looks down, he doesn't see that sin no more. All he sees is the blood. Come on, think about it. Think about it for one moment. Come on. Every day we have sin in our mind. We may not commit what we thought, but we still thought it. Can I get amen? We may have power over not fulfilling that thought, praise God, but we still thought it. And yet, hallelujah, we're presented blameless and holy above reproach in His sight. And it was only through the blood. Hallelujah, it was the blood of Jesus, thank you God. If indeed you continue in the faith, what? Grounded and steadfast, and are not what? Moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. This is why it's important to be in the Word of God. It's important to be in God's presence. It's important to come together in the unity of the faith. It's important not to forsake the assembly of yourselves. Can I get amen? Amen. We need to stick together in love. We need to be bound together by God's word. Praise God. Look at this. And it says, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a what? A minister. Thank you, God. And so, saints, this could best be explained as God's righteous standards, such as those revealed in the Ten Commandments. Listen. The Ten Commandments were given that are still in effect today. I hope you know that. But here's the thing with that. Here's the thing with that. How many remember how many laws there were in the Old Testament? 600 what? Okay, so if you don't, if it's 614, 613, just bust open a pomegranate and count the seeds. And that's how many laws were in the Old Testament. And Jesus said, if you break one of those, you broke them all. So, what was God's grace with the law? He said it best like this, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. These are the greatest commandments, and all the Old Testament and the prophets hinge on those two. So here's the distinction. There's religious law, and then there's God's grace. Can I get amen? Amen? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The grace of God is saying, God, you're merciful. Oh, God, I am going to soil my pants every now and then, but your grace is sufficient. Can I get amen? Amen. When we come to you and we say, oh, God, forgive me, and He's there to cleanse us. But see, the law condemned us. Thank God for the cross. You know, the law pointed me actually to the cross, because there, grace and mercy was standing, waiting for us to run to the cross. There's a lot of people that are very confused because they're religious. Until God gives them ears to hear and eyes to see, they won't see it just yet. But God eventually will reveal the mystery to them. Can I get an amen? So now, we need to look at God's desired will. What's His desired will for you and I? What's His desire? Because He has awesome desires. But you got to get into the Word to understand what it is. And these things are the Lord, what desires for you and I. For instance, He wants us to walk obediently with Him and seek His guidance. Can I get an amen? And the only way we will know God's desired will is by reading, believing, and heeding the Word of God. That's right. Look at this. It says right here in 2 Timothy 2:19. Look at that. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands having this seal. The Lord knows who are His. Turn to your neighbor right now and says, the Lord knows who are His. That's right. You see, Jesus in the parables, in some of the parables, He says that he talks about a wedding. And then He talks about everyone was clothed in white linen. And then there was someone there that looked a little different. And they said, were you invited? And Jesus talked about it is they came up another way. It's like they climbed up the wall and got in. And they were escorted right out. Can I get amen? You see, that person wasn't washed in the blood. That person was what? He was a wannabe. He was a name tag Christian. He was elder so-and-so. He grew up in the choir. He grew up in Sunday school, but was never born again. My goodness. And in all churches throughout our land, throughout the world. There's a church within a church. Can I get amen? In all denominations, there's a church in a church. And God knows who are His. That's what the Word of God says. The Lord knows those who are His. We can't argue with that. So in other words, there are some in the church that are not His. My goodness, this is why we're living in the last days. This is time to get right or get left. Can I get amen? This is not a political slogan. You get right with God or you get what? Left behind. Oh, Jesus, help us. Let everyone who, what, names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So God is saying now that God has washed us in the blood, let's not tangle again with those things of the world. Don't pollute the Spirit of God that's in you. There's something that we should do, right? Live a sanctified life. Hallelujah. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold, silver, but also wood, clay, and some for honor and some for what? See, there's some for dishonor. This is in all the household of faith. He put it in there for a reason. Look at this. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a what? A vessel of honor. So when we cried out, when we repented, and God washed us in the blood, now we are vessels of honor. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We are His and forever His. Thank you, God. Vessels for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. You know what I love about my brother right here? I've known Brother Eric now for, gosh, almost 25 years? Almost 20, at least. He was there in our Bible studies. I mean, you know, this guy's a teacher. He's a teacher, man. He loves to share God's word. You know why? Because he's excited what God did for him. And you should all be excited what God has done for you. Can I get an amen? Man, you should be excited, man. Oh, thank you, God, for delivering me. I was such a wretch. Hallelujah. And God came and delivered me. Thank you, God. Sanctified, useful. Now we're all useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So that's why he says, flee also youthful lust. Man, run from that stuff we were once entangled with. Don't get caught up in that stuff no more. We don't need that no more, right? I'd rather have the joy of the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Man, knowing that the Holy Ghost is living inside me, man, with joy unspeakable and full of glory, I don't need nothing else. Thank you, God. But that's why it says, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the name of the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. Pure heart. And if you walk in that purity of heart, man, I'm telling you, God will open up supernatural doors. How many of you open up doors that God has opened for you, and you walk in and you're going, oh my gosh, this is such a blessing. This place we got is supernatural. It came looking for us. We were looking, we were at home, praising God at home. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. We're here for at least a year. Thank you, Jesus. You see, because if you walk in, as we just read those scriptures up there, with a pure heart, He will do the miraculous in your life. He will blow you away. You will know that it is Him and Him alone. Can I get amen?
Yeah, that's right.
And so we need to know that we need to know God's best. How many want God's best? All right, we need to know God's best. The Lord knows the right path for each and every one of us. And He always does what's best for us. Although life is sometimes confusing, we have never have to make decisions without His guidance. Why? Because He invites us to come to Him in every situation of life. I don't care how little your situation is. You may think, oh, you know, I got this, God. No, He wants that too. He wants to work out the simple things in your life. You know why? Because those very little simple things sometimes leads to catastrophe if you don't nip it in the bud. Nip it early. Look at this. Jesus said this, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be what? Open unto you. Praise God. And look at what it says in 1 John. This is the confidence. Say that with me. This is the confidence. We got to have confidence when we read God's word that God is telling us truth. Can I get an amen? This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to what? His will, not ours, but His, then He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have what? The requests which we have asked from Him. You see, if it's done according to His will, oh my gosh, He's all ears. He's all ears. And so, God also has God's personal will. That's right. He has His own will. And saints, the Lord not only rules the world, but He also has plans for each and every one of our individual lives. And these can be divided into these categories. Look at this. His intentional will. How many believe that he intended to save you? Amen. Despite of ourselves. Oh, come on. You guys know my testimony. When that custodian led me to Christ at Horizon, I had $500 of crystal meth in my sock. I can't even fathom that I once had that life. And yet, I did have that life. And now I'm glorifying God. I'm shaming the devil. I'm shaming the devil because he thought he had us. He thought he had you. He thought he had me. That's right. This is what God intends for. His plans were in place before we were ever born, and that they included time, place of our birth, the families into which we were born, the skills, the abilities, and the spiritual gifts that were entrusted to you and I, vocations, and many other details. He's very detailed about your life. He's intricate in the small things and in the major things of your life. He wants to take care of it. All of it, because He wants all the glory. Can I get amen? Amen? And so beginning very early in life, we should ask God to direct our choices. Look at this in Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us, what? With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us. Say that with me. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. He chose you and I. That takes a mind beyond our comprehension. Before everything was spoken into existence, before He spoke the whole entire universe, this galaxy, this earth, before He even spoke it and said in Genesis, let there be light, He already prepared a place for you and I. He already had us in mind. Just as He chose us before Him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame, having predestined us as adoption. Did you know you guys were grafted in by faith? Oh, yes. You know what blessed my heart, what I saw the first time about maybe 3 weeks ago, was Justice Barrett. And they showed her family. And she adopted 2 Haitian kids. And she says she loves them as my own. That said a lot to me. And God has adopted us. Hallelujah. And He loves us no differently. Hallelujah. Than Israel, His own chosen people. He loves us no differently. We are now grafted in by faith. And now we have the Abrahamic covenant upon our life. Can I get amen? And so now we can cry what? Abba, Father. Thank you. When's the last time you called Him Daddy? Daddy, thank you. Love you. Man, thank you for saving a wretch like me. Look at this. His circumstantial will. That's right. We're coming in for a close. Look at this. My brethren, count it all joy. Listen, God knows the circumstances of each and every one of our lives. And we are going to face trials. Can I get amen? Some of you already mentioned, I'm in one now. But count it all joy. How can you count it all joy, man, when my leg hurts? Man, this back won't get right. But He's saying count it all joy. Count it all joy. Why? Because you're still breathing. You're here. You're in the household of God, right? Can I get amen? Huh? Are we here? That's right. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, what? produces patience. Yeah, my leg hurts, but you know what? This leg is good. So I'll stand on this leg and give you all the glory. I'll give you all the praise. I'll give you all the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when this one gets right, hallelujah, then I'll stand on both of them. Hallelujah. But until then, I'm standing on this one. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Can I get an amen? Come on. That's right. That's right. Knowing that the testing of your way produces what? Patience. We got to be patient. We got to wait. Okay, God, I know you're going to heal it. Hallelujah. Help me, God. I'm just going to wait on your, hallelujah, your healing to come. But let what? But we are impatient. That's why we want it now. We want a Burger King life right now, having it my way. That's right. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may what? Be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. Hallelujah. Man, when we get to that place, I'm telling you, you'll be walking in the anointing of God. Why? Because now you know that I'm dependent solely upon God. I'm not dependent on my strength. I'm not dependent on anything but you, God. Hallelujah. Everything comes from you. Even my breath that I'm breathing in right now, it comes from you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you, God. God, we serve a mighty God. Look at this. His immediate will. That means for you right now. What is God's will want from us right now? See, yesterday's gone. We cannot change the past. But God is still what? With us. And he'll always be with us. I like to say it like this. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. We only have today. We get one day at a time. Can I get amen? One day at a time. And so, look at this. James said it like this. Our lives are like a vapor that appears for a little while. And then it what? It vanishes away. You ever boiled water on a key kettle? That tea kettle at home, and then you see the steam, and it's only there for a moment, and then it just disappears. You know, that's how fast our life is. We're here but for a moment. That's right. 85, 90, 95 years. Praise God, my dad, 93 years. You know, I don't know if I'll get to 93, but whatever years God has given me, I'm going to be sick. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to make the most of it. Can I get an amen? I want to win as many souls now as I can. I want to preach the gospel. I want to see lives change. I want to see people filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to see them touch and just tag your it now, and you go and bring some souls. Can I get amen? That's what it's all about. Instead, we ought to live in complete dependence on him. Why? Because Jesus said it best. Look at this. Look what Jesus said. He said, now, after John was put into prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, look at that, and believe in the gospel. That's our message. That should be our message. Can I get an amen? And so I'm going to leave you with these questions as we close. Praise God. Number one, have you been living and making decisions with God's good and perfect will in mind? Or have you been ruling your own life, relying on your own wisdom to guide you? Ask yourself that. God, are you leading me, God? Because that's what the mandate should be. Can I get amen? That God is leading us. That we want to do everything according to God's will. Praise God. And I'd rather do his way than my way. Can I get amen? Look at number two. Are you willing to yield your life to the sovereign God who holds your future and has your best interest in mind? We read enough scripture to fill you up today with the mind of Christ, that the confidence is he's for us and not against us. If you want to put it in a nutshell, God will always be with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. That's right. And come what may. The Bible says in Psalms 91, he has encamped angels around us. And when the wicked one comes, God, hallelujah, will fend him off on our behalf. Why? Because we are his. We are God's. And number three, what changes do you need to make in order to follow God's will more obediently? One thing comes to mind is get into a Bible class. Get under teaching. continue to hear God's word. Can I get amen? Enrich yourself. Brothers, Brother Steve is going to teach us tomorrow night at 6. We only do it for an hour. We're not going to do no more Zoom. I don't know, when Zoom came out, it took me back to that song by the Commodores. Remember that? Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. I was going, Zoom, what is Zoom? Then I saw like 30 people on a screen. I go, man. But I'd rather do it in person, amen? So we can talk, we can ask questions, we can communicate, you know. And we're only an hour. Sisters, they always impress me. Sister Yolanda, she had tables all decorated. And she had everyone's seat with all their teachings and their booklets and everything. And then they all came in with joy. Praise the Lord. And I went in the room. I took my little dog Chikaroo with me. I went in the room. I said, boy, you need to pray with me, man. Cause how come the men can't get together like this? And then, seriously, I started telling him that he was barking. Roo, roo, roo. I said, yeah, I know. I know you get lonely too. And they were having a great time. And there must have been, 14 women in there. I don't know. There was a lot of women in there. And the brothers, we could barely get one or two. We got to pull teeth. Are you calling? Well, let go of my tooth and I'll come. Hey, listen. It's been like that as long as I've been in the household of faith. The church where I went to, the church before that, I've only been at 3 churches, North Park Apostolic Church, Mission Valley Christian Fellowship, and now Amazing Grace. And it was always like that. The women would gather in groves. But you know what I found out? God showed me. Because if you look at the Gospels, who were always at the feet of Jesus? The women. They love Jesus. And Jesus loves it. And no, you know, Jesus loves the men too, no differently. But it seems like they just have that love that just, it just exemplifies his grace in their life. And that they love him. They adore him. And he adores them. I like what Sister Tammy says. In the mornings, she likes to jump on his lap and talks to her daddy. Thank you, Jesus. So, how many believe he's coming again? Huh? Listen, if you download the PowerPoint from our website, you will get these little video clips. Man, I'm telling you, how many have seen the video before the wrath? So, this video, do you guys know who Mike McIntosh is? He used to be pastor at Horizon. My brother Dale trains his son, who's now the pastor there, wife, here in Eastlake. And Dale gave her a copy of Before the Wrath. She took it home. And the whole McIntosh family looked at it and said, oh my gosh, we need to get a hold of it. They bought over 200 videos and showed, they were just giving them out. Because it clearly shows that we are the betrothed. Jesus, we are the bride of Christ. How many believe we are the bride of Christ? And Jesus is coming for his bride. He's coming for us. When we repented and we said, I do. That was the cup of joy that we drank. And we were betrothed. And now Jesus is gone to prepare a mansion for us. He's gone for 2,000 years. But he's coming again. He's coming again. And I can't wait when he comes. Why? Because we will see what he has prepared for us in his Father's mansion. Praise God. Look what the Word of God says right here. And we'll close. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrows others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, Even so, God will what? Bring with those who sleep in Jesus. Look at this. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up to be with the Lord in the air. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up to be with him in the clouds. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, frighten one another. Comfort one another. Thank you, God. And so here's that little video clip. It's just about a minute or so. Look at this. That's the Father on the right, and then the Son in the middle with the shofar.
And the groom is finally on his way to be united with his bride.
It's all in the scriptures.
As they move through the town streets, trumpets blare loudly to not only wake the bride, but also the guests that were invited to the wedding feast. Only those that were prepared could quickly rise and join the concession.
The bridegroom and his groomsmen now exit the house. They go out of the compound, begin to serpentine through the streets of the village until finally they come near the bride's house. And as the bride comes into view, what a shockingly beautiful scene it must be. There in the middle of the night, you have a row of women with the bride in the middle, all the bridesmaids dressed in their white linen robes. And in the center, the bride dressed in her beautiful bridal gown.
After a year of preparing and waiting, they are finally together again. Reunited as one forever.
The parade led by the bridegroom now rush up towards the bride and her family and all the people that are standing there, the bridesmaids, and the two men with the litter set the litter down on the ground in front of the bride. And she very, very modestly steps out onto the litter and she lowers herself down.
The bride did not simply follow her groom back to the father's house, but she was lifted into the air. In fact, the ancient Galileans referred to this moment as flying the bride to the father's house.
She's lifted up off the ground. She's escorted with him back to that place of preparation. It speaks, it shouts all about God's grace. It's not her effort. She was just to be ready because she loves him. She's borne aloft. She's taken away with him. It's all about the grace of God. It's about the grace of God from the beginning all the way through to now to the end.
Praise God. Isn't that a blessing? Because listen, when Jesus comes for us, we're going to meet him in the clouds. Amen. He's not going to even touch the earth. He's going to be in the clouds, and we're going to be changed, and we're going to be like him. Hallelujah. Listen, this body cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We have to have the new body. How many can't wait for that new body? Come on. No more diabetes, no more cancer, no more high blood pressure. Hallelujah. No more up and down with the weight gains and, you know, the roller coaster. Man, I'm on a diet this week, but next week I'm off it again. And come on. Listen, I've been envisioning my new body. I'm going, Lord, is it going to be 60 pounds lighter and will I have some hair on it? I don't know, but I know one thing, that body will live forever. Hallelujah. It'll live forever because Paul wrote this. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be what? Changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised what? Incorruptible, and we shall be what? Changed. For this corruptible, this flesh that we live in right now, must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So the question is, are you ready? How many can honestly say you're ready? Come on. How many are you ready to meet the King? Praise God. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Say, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Because we don't want to be left behind. Can I get amen? How many, do you want to be left behind? I don't. Oh, come on, Lord. I'm coming with you. Come on. Come on. That's right. So be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Well, let's start that from the beginning. Let's go. Let's be ready.
Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming. I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come...
Those were the name tag Christians. My goodness. So here's how you be ready. It's real simple. Then Peter said, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall what? Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know what was a blessing last Sunday? What blessed my heart? I was on the mountaintop for the next few days, was watching Pops get baptized at 85 years old. All he did was obey the scriptures. And God filled him with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You know what? That was a sign to you and I that God is not a respecter of person. And if he chooses to save someone at that tender age, he will do it. And he did it. So don't give up on your loved ones. Can I get amen? Don't give up on your loved ones. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the saints that came out this morning. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would truly bless our day, our time this day. Lord, I pray, Lord, for supernatural, divine encounters with you, God. Lord, place people on our path that don't know you, that we would share you and proclaim you. Lord, I pray, God, that you would continually, Lord, work in our lives, that we would continually grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, right now I'm praying for healing, for those who need healing right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to lift up right now our dear sister, Linda Stump. Her husband's about ready to go into glory. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would comfort the Stump family, God. They've been a tremendous blessing to our church, to bring the healing rooms and to just to pour out a whole bunch of grace upon this church. Lord, we pray for Jim. We pray, oh God, Lord, that his transition, Lord, would be painless, oh God. But Lord, you are the God of all miracles. We're always praying for that miracle, God. Even at his age right now, he's 86. Lord, we know, God, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to your will and purpose. So, Lord, continue, Lord, to give him the care that he needs and the love and the support for their family. And so, God, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the saints. Thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, we bless you and praise you. We exalt you and magnify you, God. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise and glory.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.